T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, am I on? Oh, thank God. No way. The equipment worked. Okay, good. Good. It's fantastic. All right. Because you never know. I love the adrenaline surge I get at 6 a.m. Better than a shot of coffee. Never know if the equipment will work. Always a mystery when you turn on the show. Anyway, that's okay. We persevere because we're determined. Anyway, okay, speaking of persevering, front of the Greenville Snooze this morning, Nikki Haley to take the holidays to assess a 2024 presidential run. Did you see that? Yeah, but it's finally hit that here and has gone official. I've never lost a race. I'm not going to start now, Haley said. What? Okay, let me back up a little bit on Nikki Haley. Here, a couple things about her. How shall I put this? What the heck? I'll spit it out. She's not that bright. She never has been. She attempted, and this is why she does so few interviews, and the interviews she does are very controlled. She will not make it through the gauntlet of media interviews. She will not. She's never sat down with me, not once. She's never come on a show I've been on because she can't hack it. She can't answer basic questions. This is in her home state, which she, this is why she thinks she can run. Because she thinks, you know, South Carolina is very much a kingmaker state. Look what it did for Joe Biden, right? He was down in the dumps. He won here, and look where he is now, right? So she thinks she can do this. This is a woman who is afraid. This is a woman who wants conservatives to vote for her, but would not ever, not once in the 10 years I have been in this state, out on the coast, not even when I was at Myrtle Beach, okay? You got to understand, when I did the morning zoo show there, we had the number one morning show in the whole city. And if you'd listened to me then, you'd be shocked. You wouldn't recognize the show that I did. I was a morning zoo host. We had to get special permission to talk about politics on the show. And so we were very milquetoastly out there, me and Dave, my co-host. And that was going to be an easy interview for her. Hands off. I mean, the kind of interview I would have wanted done, I couldn't have ever gotten the management to approve. We told them that. And she wouldn't come on. So this woman thinks she's going to use this state to propel her to greatness. Lee, and she won't speak to you. Won't do it. Won't sit down for a round of questions. And it's not just me. She wouldn't do it with Bob either. And Bobby Mack is perhaps a, how should I have put it? It would have been a, it wouldn't have been an easy interview, but it would have been an easier interview than with me. But we told her people, Lee, in Myrtle Beach, hey, this is going to be a friendly get to know you interview. It's just, you know, it'd be cool to have the governor on. Nope. No, would not do. Nope. 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 And nope. And you know why she didn't do it? I'm just going to be blunt. She is terrified of unscripted questions that she hasn't gone over the answer with. She can't answers with her staff before. She cannot handle it. And I'm going to give you exhibit A of that. The 3/4 of a day she served as a surrogate for Marco Rubio before she was fired. She botched that so badly by mid-afternoon that they took her off surrogateship. Remember when he was running in the primary? She went on television. The biggest sore spot that Marco Rubio has is his long-term support, but then not support, but then some support, but then, well, maybe not. Okay, wait, I'll tell people in Spanish I support Amnesty, and no one will be able to translate Spanish. Oh, wait, they can, can't they? I guess they just realized. So this is a very sore spot for Marco Rubio, right? The Amnesty issue. It is the one thing. If you were going on television as a surrogate for Marco Rubio, common sense, you wouldn't even have to tell the average person this, okay? You don't bring it up. She brings it up, causing him to have to do a round of interviews to fix the mess. She didn't make it to the end of the day the first day because she can't handle it. That's the truth about it. I mean, I hate that, but it is. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Trey Gowdy were the young guns of the Bush administration, what is left of the Bush machine. Bushes can't run with their own name anymore, and so they run these guys. This is the next generation. Nikki Haley, if you'll remember, and that Bush machine, one of its key features is Mitch Romney. Mitch Romney very much shares that fundraising base, at Bush fundraising base, right? So she backs Romney when he comes through here. She's Romney. She's Bush. It's who she is. And she can't handle what she's contemplating. What she should really do is maybe look at a Senate seat when Tim Scott, who can handle these kinds of interviews, is done, because he's going to be done very soon here, and I expect a presidential run from him. I'm not a fan of Tim Scott, but he can handle these interviews. She cannot. Tim Scott, I don't know. He looks like it when I go see him. I mean, look, if I were Ron DeSantis, who should run, if I were Ron DeSantis, I'd be looking long and hard at Tim Scott to run in this state. And this is why Nikki Haley is doing this and floating this now. She wants to get out ahead of Tim Scott. In terms of if you can get South Carolina again, we saw the power of it for Joe Biden. But a woman who cannot handle, again, an interview with the largest talk radio audience in the state, how you gonna run for president? How you gonna do that? And you can't handle it in Myrtle Beach when we're doing a clown show. And we're telling you this is going to be a softball interview because I wasn't allowed to do any other kind. And she still wouldn't come on. You know, at that point, Lee, you got to understand something. I've been really rough on her. You know, once I got those shackles off and got that promotion, moved the job in Charleston and all of that because of that. And her handlers were very much afraid. I mean, we went back and forth with them. And they wanted to put 50 stipulations potentially on an interview. They wanted a list beforehand. They wanted topics off, you know, off limits. And I'm like, we're a morning zoo show. And Barry, my manager at the time, was like, look, we just want to have the governor on. We just want to, you know, shoot the breeze. It would have been one of those, hey, you know, let's talk about the great seafood restaurants in Charleston kind of interview. You know what I'm saying? And how great South Carolina was. They wanted lists. And I mean, we were just left with our jaws hanging open. And eventually, like, it came down to she wasn't coming on. So, honey, if your plan is you're going to run for the president, you can't handle the people you need to vote for you. I mean, what is her plan here? You're going to run for president and she needs South Carolina, right? That's her hook. How are you going to run a race here and not go on talk radio? How's that going to happen for you in a primary? How's it going to work out for me and Charlie to spend the whole primary screaming she won't talk to us? She's the governor of the state. I mean, if she represented the people in this audience that she's going to try to hose the country into thinking she does, why won't she talk to us? Ever. Not in Charleston, not here, not in Myrtle Beach. She's an elitist. She's hands off. She don't want anything to do with you, Lee, or me, or anyone like us. She never has. And I think the point when it cracked up for me, and believe me, I'm going to be all over this. She can think about this over Christmas if she would like, because we're going to pull all the files out. I still got them. I'm sitting there waiting for her to run. Remember when she went on that media tour, not talking to us, right, or anyone like us, but the media tour where she said no Syrian refugees here because Barack Obama was bringing in people who were unvetted, remember? And she told everyone, she wrote that letter to John Kerry at the time saying, hey, listen, we, you know, don't send them here, blah, 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 blah. Well, it turns out she'd signed a 100-page document and quietly sent it to Washington approving them coming here. I got it. I still have it in the folder. It's yellow. I've been waiting for this. So why would she do that? Well, the number one, the value, the religion, the worldview, the thing, the only thing really that Bush machine stands for is open borders, endless, unlimited immigration. And she knew, they know, the cardinal sin with those donors, you never ever turn down an immigrant. You never do. That's why she lied to you. She said one thing, wrote one letter to Kerry, and then turns around and mails him. Her administration does anyway. Her signature on the bottom. Bring those Syrian refugees here. Here's all the state support services. She lied to you. And they did that because she didn't want to. She wanted to be able to go to the donors and say, hey, 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 no, I'm actually pro-immigration. Look what I did. And that, Lee, that is just one of the many reasons she can't ever go on talk radio, and she knows it. She knows it. So I don't know what her plan is here, but she views me and you and everyone listening right now as an untouchable. I'll never forget, remember when Barack Obama, because we'll play this audio all day long. Remember, she'd think about this over Christmas too. Remember when Barack Obama came out, did that State of the Union address and absolutely trashed Trump? Because Trump had, like, you know, just come on the scene then. And she did the rebuttal. And she did something nobody had ever done in history before. She came out and trashed Trump too. Agreed with Obama, went a few steps further and trashed the rest of us for supporting him. For wanting a wall, for wanting closed borders, for wanting all of that. That's Nikki Haley. That's why she can't come on talk radio. Plus, she's not smart enough to handle an interview like Tim Scott is. Honey, just fade away. Let Tim handle it. Let him handle it. He's better suited. He'll better serve the party. I mean, if you can't handle me, honey, what are you going to do when you have to go on ABC News? What are you going to do when you have to go on NBC News? Because you do. You got to go to all those places. Just think about that over Christmas, Nikki. Get yourself a nice job as an ambassador in the next administration. Be done with it. Just go out. Go out on top.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. All right, just double check there, Tim. Make sure the rumble is working. Sorry about the stream. I think went down there for a minute, so we are hopefully back and you can hear me now. We were talking in the last segment about Nikki Haley saying she'll take Christmas to decide whether she's going to run. She's She's announcing this now because she wants to get ahead of Tim Scott. Tim Scott is the much better choice for vice president. Because let's face it, the big dog's coming out if Donald Trump doesn't make it across the finish line. And it's going to be Ron DeSantis. So what they're all looking to do is throw their hat in the ring for Veep. And I hope that Ron DeSantis is smart enough and backgrounds her enough to realize Tim Scott's a much better choice. I mean, just politically. I'm not talking about whether I like him or not or agree with him. I don't agree with Tim Scott on much. There's very little. I think he's been a squish. But just purely politically speaking, Nikki Haley is the minor leagues. And again, to me, the most telling part, you can see that the really good article on this that Fitz News did back at the time, because he followed it with much glee, that Nikki Haley literally couldn't make it through a full day as a surrogate for Marco Rubio. There was a lot of swirl when he was running and she went out as a surrogate for him. And oh, look at her. She's now in the spotlight. She didn't make it through the end of the day. She brought up his Achilles heel in an interview. Let everyone know he was for amnesty. I was jaw-dropping. Nikki Haley is not good on the stump. She's not fast on her feet. She's not very bright. I don't mean to be mean about it. It's just the reality. Her people know it. If you listen to her interviews, they're extremely scripted. I know how she does them because her people won't even consider it. Unless she's got all the answers beforehand and an agreement, no one will ask her a question. They can't rehearse with her. You won't make it through a debate. You're not going to make it through. I mean, she's not even going to make it through a Fox News interview when the heat really gets on her. And if you won't come on the number one show in Myrtle Beach, which we did at the time, me and Dave, it was a morning zoo show again, and this is kind of what we were talking about last segment, where Barry, my boss, didn't let us talk about politics. We had to get permission. And you know, even assured them, hey, listen, if you come on with us, it's going to be a feel-good interview. You know, hey, aren't those seafood restaurants great in Charleston? What's your favorite one? I mean, that's what we were talking. That was what the level of what we were talking about. We didn't do a political talk show. She wouldn't do it. She's not going to make it. Text writes, hey, Tara, Tim Scott would be a horrible VP choice. It's the only thing that would stop me from voting for Trump. Oh, no, I agree. He's not a great choice either. But he's way better than she is. Much faster on his feet. And again, I'd ask the question, you know, even if you're going to be the Veep, if you two are vying for the beat for Ron DeSantis, and look, it's smarter than anybody, you know, who's got a name in this state to look at that. I mean, this state is very much a kingmaker in presidential politics. Joe Biden was widely acknowledged as done until he won the state. And look what happened. And Ron DeSantis is going to be, if he runs this time, looking for, and he will if Trump flames out, no matter what he says right now. He's had an informal exploratory committee going since February. So, I mean, you know, anybody, you'd be wise to be looking at that, if you have a name here, but she's not going to make it. I would be absolutely terrified for a Ron DeSantis to run with her because that means she'd have to be a surrogate. She can't make it through, you know, a full day as Marco Rubio's. And then Rubio had to go on television and do a whole round of interviews telling everyone he wasn't for amnesty after she brought it up. I mean, it was an absolute brain fart. I don't think she makes it a week as a Veep candidate. And they'll figure it out, I hope. I mean, again, to me, it is just profoundly offensive at a very deep level that in the 10 years I've been broadcasting in the state, she not only would not sit down with me, it's not personal to me, she would sit down with Bobby Mack. She's never been on the show. You ever heard her on our air? No. But she wants your vote. Imagine that. She wants your vote. Wouldn't talk to me in Charleston. When I did Morning Zoo Show, wouldn't talk to me in, in Myrtle Beach when I did a Morning Zoo Show, wouldn't talk to me in Charleston when I did a political show, won't talk to us here. And that's because they know she can't handle it. She can't handle a tough question. And if you can't handle a tough question from what is a relatively friendly talk show host, in terms of we're both, I guess, you know, Republican-oriented, how are you going to handle it from NBC? And the answer is she's not. She's not going to handle it. How are you going to sit there and take a barrage of incoming fire from mostly liberal media debate hosts? She's not. She won't make it. Look, if you ever watch her interviews on Fox News, you'll notice they have a quality to them. Extremely scripted. As if she's reading from a teleprompter. It's because she has the answers before. It's the only conditions under which she does an interview. Look, let me tell you what this is. This is the last dying gasp of the Bush-Romney political machine. The Bushes cannot run with their name anymore. The Cheneys can't throw their name in the hat. It's absolutely toxic. So they have to run the next level, the next generation that they groomed, and that is Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Trey Gowdy. They all share that fundraising base. That's who they answer to. If you remember, when Romney was running for president, there was a whole big bunch of people she could have endorsed. Who'd she pick? Romney. That's who she is. That's where her fundraising base is. That is where her loyalty lies. You can't go outside of that because that's your donor base. So if you were to, you know, throw the ring in the hat with other people, you're going to lose all those donors. She is Bush Romney to the core. That's who her donors are. And that doesn't even count the swinging allegations, the affair allegations, the records she miraculously got the judge to steal in a divorce where it appears she was the other woman. I don't even count all that. And if you can't get your way through an interview, a softball interview out in Myrtle Beach on a morning zoo show, honey, you ain't gonna make it. Don't hurt Ron DeSantis like that. Don't even do it. Just look. Bide your time. Cash in your chips for another ambassador position. Be done with it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Good morning. Okay, so major announcement from Elon Musk, a couple of them, actually. Let's start with this one, because you got to know the history to understand the significance of it. The way that Jack Dorsey, who then owned Twitter, spun this, the way the mainstream media spun this, because the New York Post, which should have won a Pulitzer for it, broke the Hunter Biden laptop story. And Twitter censored it, as did Facebook. And so once it became clear the Republicans would probably win, and there'd be investigations, everybody starts to fess up. Mark Zuckerberg goes and does the Joe Rogan interview. The way everybody's spinning this is like, well, yeah, you know, Zuckerberg's pointing to the FBI. Oh, look, the FBI lied to me. Yeah, that's not my fault. They told me it was Russian disinformation. Whatever was I to do? So it was kind of spun as an oopsie. Like, well, you know, we didn't know. I mean, we couldn't verify, but you can verify, can't you? The New York Post had verified. They exhaustively explained how they'd verified. So everybody's out there until Elon buys this thing, spinning it as, well, you know, it was confusing time, and we just didn't know. Oh, we made a mistake. You can only make a mistake if you genuinely believed the laptop wasn't real. If you kind of knew it was real and you censored it anyway, that's election interference. That's a big deal. That is a huge deal. In an honest society, the Federal Election Commission will get involved because, as Lee often points out, that is an in-kind donation worth millions, if not billions of dollars to suppress a thing like that. It was criminal. And if it had been done on behalf of the Republicans, it certainly would be prosecuted that way. So for Elon Musk to come out and say this, we, Twitter, interfered in an election. He's been telling us over the last week, I've seen it. I've seen the internals. He's teasing it. I'm going to release them. We need to have a reckoning. And he's done, put the tweets out about the media needs a reckoning over, you know, what they did with the Hunter Biden laptop. We have to restore trust. They have to restore trust. He's building up to this. That's what made this so shocking yesterday for those who understand, you know, kind of what the background is, that this was not, what he's saying is this wasn't a whoopsie. This wasn't a, hey, we got this wrong in the past, we're really sorry. Hey, we were legitimately trying to do the right thing. We didn't want Russian disinformation out there, so sorry. This is, no, we interfered. Twitter interfered. I've got the proof. That's a bombshell. That's a bombshell for Twitter, but it's also a bombshell for just trust in the media. For the media partnering with social media, their ability to spin narratives. Narrative is just a fancy word for lies. To alter the realities of the American people. It's a problem. And it's a bigger problem for them than it is for us. I mean, they spend their days trying to keep half the country completely hosed. The rest of us have taken the red pill, like Neo in the Matrix. We know. I mean, we know what we're looking at. Their followers don't. They live in perpetual fear that they'll figure out that they've been lied to at the level they've been lied to and manipulated. I mean, look, they just lost a popular vote in the midterms by several points. That's not good. And this on top of it is not good. That's how they're looking at this. And people might start to question if they know that Twitter deliberately misled in partnership with the FBI, in partnership with the Department of Homeland Security. Because remember this is the potential caliber of what Elon Musk could release here. We have the other end of this, remember? It was broken by The Intercept. We know there was a backdoor at Facebook. I guarantee you there's a backdoor at Twitter because they acted the same way. We know that the FBI could go in and take down posts that made the Democrat Party look bad because they did it at Facebook. We know the Department of Homeland Insecurity could do that for the Democrat Party. We know the NAACP could do that. And we know the backdoor was also used by the DNC. But none, not the Republicans. All of these people working in concert with the Department of Homeland Security, running literally a censorship campaign via a surrogate out of the Department of Homeland Security. It's terrifying. It's literally terrifying. Musk has it all. So for him to come out and say, oh, hey, Twitter didn't just make a mistake. This is what he means. Twitter didn't just get confused. They weren't just misled. They knew. That's what he says. Because he would otherwise come in, hey, we were hosed by the government. Hey, we were confused by the government. No, he's saying we misled you. We interfered in the election. You can't interfere in an election if you meant well. They didn't mean well. That's what he's saying. And then you have this. These people are like cockroaches when the lights are shined. Then you have the former Twitter safety chief coming out admitting, oh, hey, censoring that Hunter Biden laptop, so that was a huge error. So sorry about that. But claims it was because we did not know what was true. Mm-hmm. Yoel Roth, and you got to understand who this guy is, okay? He was the former head of trust and safety at Twitter. And when he wasn't doing that, he was mocking Trump supporters as Nazis on his Twitter feed, okay? This guy was nasty. This guy played a role in Trump being booted off Twitter while Joe Biden was allowed to lie and lie and lie and lie. And you can get an idea, you know, on his Twitter feed. And you can get an idea for where this is going to, for Elon Musk to come out. And to me, one of the things that should have gotten more attention because it's so shocking and it hasn't, is Elon Musk saying, hey, listen, I've looked at the censored accounts. I know who we shut down. And he says, not one single left-wing account ever has been shut down for spewing endless lies. Not one. He can't find one. So this, all this is about to come out, and that's why Yoel Roth is like, oh, yeah, now I remember. Who, me? No, I'm, yeah. So this is where we are, and folks, this is about to get fascinating. You're about to see the full details of this. And this has the Democrats quaking with rage. You want to see what rage looks like when they get exposed? It's so much fun, by the way. Go watch it on my Twitter feed. I have Lizzie. I always want to say Lizzie Borden, but it's Lizzie Warren. I've got Lizzie doing an interview with a Fox host, and you could see the rage. She first ignores her question, walks off when asked about, hey, you know, Elon Musk, what you think about Elon Musk, Lizzie? You lion sack, because she is Pocahontas. What you think about that? And you could see the rage. She just speaks in just this clipped forked tongue. One human being, she says, should not be able to go into a dark room by himself and decide, oh, yeah, that person gets heard from, that person doesn't. That's not how it should work. And she says, that's what Musk is doing. And I mean, just a rage. Senator, you mean like the way Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram still operate? Censoring those who criticize the Democrat Party? You mean like that? Like how the Department of Homeland Security operates in partnership with those companies? You mean like how the FBI operates in partnership with those companies? You mean like how the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, the head of the Democrat Party operates in concert with those companies? Like the Intercept report? You mean like that? You mean you don't like that? No, she's not talking about those companies. They have complete corporate capture of those companies. No, she doesn't like Twitter. She doesn't like the idea that people can speak freely and criticize her. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what's going on there. Texter writes, a whole half hour stripping down Nikki Haley and oiling and massaging Ron DeSantis. We need Ron DeSantis doing what he does in Florida. We need a Moab in D.C. Well, if you've got any other ideas, I'd love to hear them. Because I got to tell you what, folks, a couple of years from now, when the history of Trump was written and they're writing about when, you know, when his real downfall was, it's going to be this meeting with Nick Fuentes and Kanye West that sealed the deal. It's going to be that. Trump's done. So, and that's not me saying Trump should be done. I'm telling you, and look, I don't like it anymore. You do. Trump's done. You can't defend him. You can't defend what he did. There's no defending it. I mean, you cannot. And the most frustrating thing with what Trump just did with that meeting. I mean, do you realize how bad what Kanye's saying has been? I mean, Kanye praised the Nazis' approach. He's lost all of his deals. You can't associate with him. And then he gets the invite to Mar-a-Lago. You know what is so frustrating to me about that? For so many years, Trump was accused of being an anti-Semite and a racist. And they made it up. I mean, even Jake Tapper admitted on CNN, hey, yeah, you know, look, these media outlets have twisted his words about Charlottesville. He didn't say that. He didn't support white supremacists. I've played the full clip for you. He clearly didn't, right? It was all fake. Tim Scott piled on anyway, because Tim Scott does that, but it was all fake. And I spent years defending the man. You could do it, because it was all fake. I got nothing now. When they say he's an anti-Semite who associates with races, I got nothing. I just throw my hands in the air. I got nothing. He confirmed it all. He was, you know, he knew what he was. Trump's not a dumb guy. He knew what he was doing when he had Kanye out. Trump has been desperate to get the kind of attention DeSantis got, and he'll do anything to do it. And he knew Kanye would bring him that kind of attention. So he had him to Mar-a-Lago. He did it on purpose. He didn't think it would blow up in his face like it has. It is indefensible to have a person like Kanye West sit down with you after what Kanye West has been saying on a daily basis. It's terrible. Go read it. It shows a lack of judgment so staggering that I'm afraid for a person like that to be appointing cabinet members. You can't defend him. You can't. Yeah, I don't know what to do with it. You can't run him. You can't defend him. And look, if this was something Trump did out at Mar-a-Lago and he hadn't announced for president, you'd be like, well, I guess it's a Trump thing. He did it to us. He tarred us with this. These people live all day long to tar us as anti-Semites and racist. That's what they do. They fake a lot of news to do it. He took us all down. He took the whole party down when he did it. You can't come back from this. So look, I mean, if it's not Ron DeSantis, great. We need somebody who can win. I think he's got the best shot of it, given what he's done in Florida, but I'm open to other ideas. Or Trump's done. That's not my opinion. That's reality. And I'm not saying, oh, I just don't like Trump. I'm telling you, we can't run him. You can't. They're going to run that Kanye. And to have Nick Fuentes? You didn't do a Google search? You just tarred yourself with look, the media don't have to tar you with racism in Charlottesville. You did that yourself. To fall for that? The unbelievable lack of judgment. It's horrible. Well, Kanye bought Nick Fuentes and I didn't know. You should have. You should have known. And look, even if he hadn't brought Nick Fuentes, I mean, come on, Google Kanye. Last 3 weeks, the stuff he's saying is horrible. It is indistinguishable from the stuff the Nazis were slinging up to the marching of the Jews to the concentration camps. It's horrible. And you have Jewish grandchildren. You have a Jewish daughter who I know you love very much. You have a Jewish son-in-law. He's not coming back from this, y'all. He's not. This is it. So I didn't mean to offend anybody with the DeSantis stuff. I mean, if it's not DeSantis, I don't care. Somebody's got to run and win. It's not going to be Trump, though. Trump's done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.